The kitchen is our territory tonight, Betty said. We decide who uses it.
I certainly am interested in seeing the first cherry party that the auxiliary gives,
Ignatius snorted and lumbered to the door. As he was exiting, an empty beer can struck the doorframe near his earring. Dorian followed him out and closed the door.
I can't imagine how you decided to besmirch the movement by inviting those rowdies here.
I had to, Dorian explained. If you don't invite them to a party, they break in anyway. Then they're even worse. They're really fun girls when they're in a good mood, but they had some trouble with the police recently, and they're taking it out on everyone.
They shall be dropped from the movement immediately.
Anything you say, Magyara, Dorian sighed. I myself feel a little sorry for the girls. They used to live in California where they had a grand time. Then there was an incident about assaulting a bodybuilder at Muscle Beach. They had been Indian arm wrestling with a boy, or so they say, and then it seems that things got out of hand. They literally had to flee Southern California and dash across the desert in that magnificent German automobile of theirs. I have given them sanctuary. In many respects, they're wonderful tenants. They guard my building better than any watchdog could. They have loads of money that they get from some aging movie queen.
Really?
Ignatius asked with interest.
Perhaps I was hasty about dropping them. Political movements must get their money from whatever source they can. The girls have, no doubt, a charm which their blue jeans and boots obscure.
He looked over the seething mass of guests.
You must get these people quiet. We must bring them to order. There is crucial business at hand.
The cowboy, the phony bitch, was tickling an elegant guest with his riding crop. The black leather lout was pinning an ecstatic guest to the floor. Everywhere there were screams, sighs, shrieks. Lena Horne was now singing within the phonograph. Clever, crisp, terribly Cosmo, the group around the phonograph was saying reverently. The cowboy broke away from his aroused fans and began to synchronize his lips to the lyrics on the record, slinking around the floor like a chanteuse in Boots and Stetson. With a barrage of squeals, the guests gathered around him, leaving the black leather lout with no one to torture.
You must stop all of this,
Ignatius shouted to Dorian, who was winking at the cowboy.
Aside from the fact that I am witnessing a most egregious offense against taste and decency, I am also beginning to smother from the stench of glandular emissions and cologne.
Oh, don't be so drab. They're just having fun.
I am very sorry,
Ignatius said in a businesslike tone.
I am here tonight on a mission of the utmost seriousness. There is a girl who must be attended to, a bold and forward minx of a trollop. Now turn off that offensive music and quiet those sodomites. We must get down to brass tacks.
I thought you were going to be fun. If you're just going to be tacky and dreary, then you'd better leave.
I shall not leave. No one can deter me. Peace! Peace! Peace!
Oh, dear. You are serious about this, aren't you?